This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The Delta variant of COVID-19 largely impacting the unvaccinated population across Colorado, despite reportedly having some breakthrough cases.
There are parts of our state that have lower vaccination rates, and sure enough, unfortunately, they have higher cases, higher hospitalization rates.
Governor Jared Polis noting that those not getting their shots accounted for nearly 90% of people hospitalized for the illness during the first 3 weeks of July.
During that same time period, the unvaccinated made up 80% of the cases in Colorado. State health officials say despite the figures, the vaccine is still effective in preventing severe illness.
El Paso County has had one of the lowest vaccination rates in the state for months, but new numbers suggest that could be changing. Dr. Stephen Goodwin with El Paso County Public Health saying that 62.6% of people in El Paso County have now had at least one vaccine dose. That compares to 59.7% back in July 7th.
The trend is upward, which is great. We're very thankful for that. Just as nationally, we're seeing a trend of people becoming more interested in being vaccinated.
Dr. Goodwin saying the increase can be tied to concerns over that much more contagious Delta variant. Local officials also not ruling out the effectiveness of gift card incentives, along with months of vaccine messaging with that upward trend.
The state health department is recommending that school districts consider mask requirements for anyone who's unvaccinated. But if the area has a high vaccination or infection rate, I should say, the state says everyone should be masking up indoors regardless of vaccination status. These are still just guidelines. The state is letting counties take the lead on their own precautions. Area schools are still waiting on guidance from the El Paso County Health Department.
Yesterday, kindergartners, sixth graders, and ninth graders back to the classroom in School District 49 this morning. It's all grades. KRDO's Jessica Grunling with more on how the district is kicking off the school year.
That means mask wearing is not required, but anyone is welcome to wear them. Social distancing measures will not be enforced, but everyone is encouraged to keep their distance. The district says people should wash their hands frequently, and they will continue their traditional schedule of cleaning and sanitizing classrooms and buildings. If there is a need to quarantine, that decision will be made at the district level. And for right now, of course, if students and staff do not feel well, they should stay home. And D49 says they are well equipped to make adjustments as needed.
All Department of Defense facilities in the Colorado Springs area are requiring face masks to be worn regardless of vaccination status. Requirements implemented over the weekend require visitors, service members, vendors, and on-site employees to wear masks while indoors. The new rule is in effect at Fort Carson, Peterson, and Schriever Space Force bases, the Cheyenne Mountain Space Force Station, and the Air Force Academy.
The Colorado Springs Police Department is denying a claim that officers brutally attacked affordable housing protesters over the weekend. The Chinook Center has accused the police department of deploying a line of riot police and then attacking protesters who marched up Tejon Street Saturday. Melissa Hall saw it all happen during the Saturday protest.
It's horrific. It's scary. And your mind starts saying, you know, is this going to get worse? Is somebody going to die? It was shocking to me to see the excessive, aggressive tactics and I think it was brutal. I was shocked.
At least one protester was reportedly punched by an officer. The police department issuing a statement yesterday saying that they believe the claim was without merit. A CSPD spokesperson says officers told marchers to stop blocking traffic and move to arrest four protesters when it was safe to do so.
Police still trying to find a burglary suspect who may have been involved in a Monday morning standoff in the Pueblo area. Police believe the man hiding inside a home on Wheatridge Drive in the Beulah Heights neighborhood for hours yesterday morning after breaking into Vance's Bicycle World. Officers entered the home after trying to talk with him for 3 hours just to discover that individual had left. Anyone with information or to contact Pueblo police.
Partly cloudy skies with scattered showers and thunderstorms ahead for your Tuesday afternoon. Look for highs in the low 80s around Colorado Springs, mid-80s for the Pueblo area. We'll keep it unsettled with a few showers and thunderstorms around for Wednesday before drying up by the end of the work week. Highs on Wednesday afternoon, 79 Colorado Springs, 83 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.